Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I'm going to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of this email, the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. When it comes to deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. It's kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@packbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft proof of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is Ken R.E. Radio. That's KENREradio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenREradio.com is a wonderful source, and we use it every day ourselves. And it's the biggest on the Internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready to the show, so let's talk about the show today. So it's really great to have everybody with us, and thanks for listening live and in the archives. We're getting more traction all the time, and starting to really build a nice base of people that are following us, which is great. one of the things that we have found in real estate is that people, this is a trend that we hear, either they have the deal, they don't have it tied up, but they have a deal they want to do. They don't have the money. Or they have the money, but they can't find the deal. It's kind of like one or the other. And if they have the deal, but they don't have the money, but they don't have it tied up, normally one thing, it's two things. It's price, because it's all cash, and it's having the deposit. So when you go to the multiple or most services, you generally have to put a deposit down to take control of a property, and that may be anywhere from 3% of the purchase price down to whatever you can negotiate, or sometimes a promissory note, but that's very unusual. Usually you have to have other collateral or equity or something like that. So what we try and do is constantly look for ways to help people where you don't have to have the things that you think you have to have in order to make offers and get properties tied up and under contract, so that you can either fix them up and resell them or control of the asset by a contract and then sell that contract and make a fee for selling the contract. So I've been listening to a lot of people lately on the radio and on television
talking about how you could buy property for, you know, with other people's money and all that. And I agree with you on that. I agree with them, I should say, on that. You can buy property with other people's money, but it's difficult to get other people to put up their money, especially when you're new. Because one thing people look for is they look for a track record. That's the first thing anybody looks for when they consider an investment is, have you done this before? Do you know what you're doing? Can I trust you with my money and all that? And that in itself is a real hurdle. So fortunately, what's happened in our country is that the government making it easier and easier for people to purchase property with no money down and no qualifying. And we're going to get into that in a second. I want to kind of talk a little bit about the backstory of how this came about. The government, whether it be through the VA, the FHA, HUD, or whatever, guarantees loans to banks. When they guarantee the loan and the loan isn't paid, then the bank gets reimbursed by the government and the government takes control of the property. And so consequently, in today's economy, although, you know, you hear on the radio that it's getting better, when we talk to servicers around the country, they say it's not getting better and it's about to get what much worse, they think. And they're very concerned and they have a lot of inventory they have not put on the market and a lot of notes that are in foreclosure for sometimes years. Before I heard one yesterday for 5 years before they even consider writing a letter to the owner, because they just don't have the manpower to be able to take on all the inventory that's coming in. That's on the private side. So let's now talk about the government. On the government side, and sometimes on the private side, you can find opportunities where you don't have to qualify and you don't have to put any money down. And I'm going to explain why that it's being done that way. First of all, on the government side, because that's basically what we're going to focus today, what we see is that the government wants to make it possible for anyone to be able to bid on a property, no matter what your condition, physical, in terms of disabilities or non-disabilities or cash or no cash. Okay? So what's happened is that the government has a lot of property that they don't know what to do with, and they have to unload this property because we all know the government's going through some economic challenges of its own and certainly is constricted. So when they make a reimbursement to a bank for the full price of a loan, they just, and they have the house vacant and it gets vandalized and all that kind of stuff. And some of them are good neighborhoods and some of them are in the not-so-good neighborhoods. They get vandalized and stuff. Then consequently, at the end of the day, what this does is it creates an eyesore for the neighborhood, a possible actual liability of people who are needing homes and it's cold, either move in or build fires in the backyard. I talked to one person yesterday who had a vacant house, and somebody moved into his backyard, not into the house, but into the backyard, and built a fire pit so they could sleep and have warmth. Interesting stuff, you know, with no, you know, and not causing any havoc or anything. Of course, you know, today he's going over with his couple of people, a contractor and such, and they're going to secure the property, and they're going to also clean up the stuff. And it's kind of a hard one because, you know, you think about people that are homeless and they're not really causing any problems. But in the case of this situation, they could cause a problem because obviously if they're building a fire next to the house and they're maybe having a little too much to drink, and I'm not saying they are, but if they are, you know, it could cause a lot of damage. So so let's talk a little bit about the subject. I don't want to get too far off subject. The government has a number of ways that you can purchase properties with no money down and no qualifying. Now, I want to clarify that what I mean by that is you do have to meet certain requirements, but they don't require any cash. Now, I'll explain to you what I mean specifically on one website, and then I'll tell you some others where you might be able to do the same. There's a website called www.hud, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, STORE.com. What you can do there is you can sign up. You have to be a realtor or have a realtor with you, so you do have to connect with a realtor, okay? And then through the realtor, you sign up to the website, because you cannot make an offer unless you're a licensed realtor on the HUD Home Store website. Okay. However, you don't need any money in order to do that. You just need to find a realtor, any realtor that has a license to operate in the state where you're making the offer. Okay. So then HUD has tons and tons of properties on this website, and this is how you make the offer. Watch this. You go to the state you want to go in. Let's say you've already registered. I'm registered in California, but let's say you're registered wherever it is. Okay, we're going to do this in a number of different states with the agent network we have. So you register in the state, and then you go into their area where it shows all the property. And it says, okay, this is how much we want. Doesn't mean you have to make that offer, but this is what we're asking. Or sometimes it doesn't even have an asking price, I think. But it gives you the address, and it gives you this, and it gives you that, and a little bit of information like the agent that's listing the property for HUD, because they always have a listing agent, and a picture of the property, maybe, so you can do some comps, and sometimes maybe even some comps that I don't recall. But the bottom line is, if you find a property, let's just say, I'll give you an example. Say a house is worth $150,000 fixed up, and say that they foreclosed it for $120,000 or $125,000 or more. Okay, I have seen people pick up properties this way for like 20 cents on the dollar, all cash. And what you do is just point and click. You go on the website, you pick the house you want, you fill in the number that you want to make as the bid, with the agent as the registered agent, and you hit submit. That's it. And if they like your offer, they accept your offer. If they don't like your offer, then you can counter, or they may counter you. Somewhere or nowhere in that process does it require any cash. Nowhere in that process does it require any qualifying. Now, obviously, once you get the offer accepted, then it becomes a different story, because obviously at that point you have to write up a contract, and you have to put up a deposit, which is non-refundable, and you have to close, or you lose your deposit. Okay. However, what you have at this point with HUD Home Store is you have an accepted offer. Accepted offer. Listen to this closely. No money down and no qualifying, an accepted offer. Okay? Now, most of the time, in order to get an accepted offer, you have to provide proof of funds, you have to provide this, you have to provide that. You don't have to do any of that stuff here. Once your offer is accepted, then you have to start really having those elements, okay? And you can call us if you get an accepted offer, and we'll go through it with you, and we'll show you how to take down that property now, or we'll try to. Now, what can you do with that property once you have it accepted? Well, first thing you can do is you can look for a partner to buy it with you. And the smartest thing to do is make sure you have a group of buyers ready to go into deals with you by going through our show on how to find buyers, which has been, by the way, one of the most popular shows on our site in the entire archive, how to find buyers. You can have a list of buyers that are interested in buying property. They're all over the place. We're interested in buying property. We're buyers. So it's all a matter of finding that property, okay? That's what they want. I was on a call the other day with some very, very wealthy people, and they have me on their board as a consultant to the CEO. And one of the things they said was they really wanted everybody to treat me really nicely because I find deals. They all know how to do all kinds of other stuff. They know how to do the, you know, analyzing and the this and the that, but they don't know how to find the deal. So if you find a deal and it's priced right, chances are you'll move it. Now, there's no guarantee, but if you buy a house that you know is worth $150,000 fixed up in your area, and you buy that house for $25,000, $30,000 cash, and it needs, say $20,000 or $30,000 to rehab. Could you sell it? Absolutely. So, because there's lots of buyers out there that want them for rentals, there's an amazing amount of cash on the streets that's looking for a home because they can't find the deals like I just was talking about. So once you tie it up, you don't have to put up any money. That's the brilliant thing here. You don't have to put up any money or any credit or any qualifying. Okay? So it's very unique to have that ability because most of the time you have to have either qualifying, credit, or cash in order to make an offer at all. Okay, or in order to get into the bidding, or be able to prove you have all those things, or one of those things, for people to take you seriously. But here, because it's HUD, because it's the government, and the government's trying to be equal to everybody, it's a free, open playing field. Now just digest that for a second. Think about what that means. Could you do this if you lived overseas? Of course. Could you do this if you live in California and you wanted to buy property in, I don't know, Kansas, to find the right properties, research them properly, make your bid, and hope your bid gets accepted? It's always all cash. No financing. Now, are there investors out there that will help you buy the properties and fix them up? Sometimes. Sometimes they'll buy them from you and you pay you a fee. Sometimes you can find investors like us who will help you find the financing to fix up the property and resell it, because you're much better off fixing up a property and reselling it than you are doing an assignment, because it's hard to find these deals, I think. And as long as you have property that you're repairing, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he's tying up properties, flipping them on assignment, doing all the things and making some money. But now he wants to get into fixing and flipping. So he called us because we understand how to fix and flip property. We've done it many times, and you can do it with none of your own money and none of your own credit. Okay? So, Dana, do you want to add anything to kind of like what we're talking about here?
Yes, I would. One of the guys that is online telling people how to do things like this has stated that you're not bidding against yourself. I mean, you're not bidding against other bidders like you are at an auction. You're bidding against a computer, and the computer has been calibrated to accept offers that fit a certain algorithm. So by working with that system and learning it, you can discover what is the lowest acceptable bid that the system will take. And then you know what percentage to offer every time to get your bid accepted. Now, there are things to consider. When you are bidding on a property, your bid getting in first is one of the things that will help you to get an accepted offer. The way to do that, these things are usually listed by the computer at midnight or, you know, right at midnight, so you can schedule your day so that you're bidding on those when they come online at the best price or the acceptable price to the computer. And it doesn't weigh it against tomorrow or what might come, as certain people, as people listening in the MLS might do. It just says, yes, this is an acceptable offer, accepted.
Right. So the computer accepts your offer, and then they send you a notice by computer that your offer was accepted.
Right.
So essentially, there's no people involved. You don't have to argue with anybody. You don't have to negotiate. You just make your offer, and they say yes or no. If they say
no,
they might give, if you so, they might give you a counter, rather. If they say no, they might give you a counter. If they say yes, they tell you who to call and what to do in order to pull out your paperwork. Okay, so make sure you have buyers in line that are ready to go with you in the areas you're going to bid in before you bid, because you want, the worst thing you want to do is bid and win and then not be able to do anything, because then they just go on to the next person. It won't cost you anything, but it'll cost you time. And, you know, and if you do it too many times, it'll cost you your reputation with the people that you're trying to sell these to. or try to buy these from, rather. So always make sure you have the money behind you, and we're behind you if we like the deal. You can call us, but don't call us until you have a contract accepted, because we're really not in the business of negotiating your deal. That's why we teach people how to negotiate, how to find the deals, how to buy the deals, and how to contract the deals. That's sometimes pretty difficult, okay? It's got a lot of moving parts to it. It takes a lot of, it takes a lot of knowledge. So this is a way to buy property with no knowledge other than the knowledge that you learn at your own pace by looking at comps, looking at, because you can put comps up for free on many sites like Redfin and stuff like that. And you can do all this for free. Then once you find a house that looks like it needs some work, but it's got enough spread in it that it makes sense to buy it. And I wouldn't buy the house that's worth $50,000 that you're buying for $10,000 because it's too, there's not that much money in it. I would look for the house that's worth $150,000 that you could buy for like $40,000 or $30,000 or $45,000. That's the deal. Because then it's got enough room in it for you to make a reasonable amount of money. You make more in an assignment, you make way more when you turn it because there's more equity in the property in the first place because it's a larger deal. But it's not so large that it's not like something like, $2-10 million deal. These are all single family homes, all usually 100 to 200,000 or maybe lower. Not very much are they higher than that sometimes, but most of the time they're just bread and butter houses.
Actually, I've seen them on that website for much lower than that, but we should make a point to say that that's really not the market you want to play in unless you're very skilled and have the money behind you to do the fix and flips. If you're looking to sell the contract or sell the property to an investor who will do a fix and flip, or if you're looking to have someone back you to do a fix and flip, you're going to want to target properties that are in the, say, $100,000 to $200,000 range.
Completely fixed up.
Completely fixed up so that there's the spread there.
That's right.
To attract your backer.
And
which could be us.
Yeah, which could be us. And we're actually working with people that are doing just that. Now, they're tying them up with brokers they know and stuff like that because brokers know they have the cash. They've been doing this a long time. But let's just say you've never bought property before. You've never bought any real estate before. You don't have any idea what you're doing. And you don't have any people to help you. So first thing you do is you've got to find buyers. That's very, very, very first thing you do. And they're easy to find. They're all over the place. You can put it there. They have websites. They're on Craigslist. They're all over the place. And we put all that in the show that we did, or a lot of it in the show we did on finding buyers. So once you have a buyer's list, then you go out and you do this thing with HUD Home Store. There's a number of other sites that we found. I haven't looked at them, but I've been told about them, and these are some of the sites. Obviously, Craigslist is a possibility, but probably there you do need some deposit. Homesteps, HomePath, HubZoo, Cutler, and Auction.com. Now, and I think also eBay, but the problem I think with a lot of these sites is, and I don't know if it's true because I haven't researched them. Some people just told me about this the other day. Some of the sites require more credibility and more check. They check you out more than HUD Home Store does. I just know HUD Home Store, you can do it. And I talked to them directly the other day. And I said, now, can you buy property with no qualifying? Yes. Do you have to have any cash to make your offer? No. Do you have to have evidence of funds? No. Do you have to have any credit? No. All you have to do is have an, if you're already an agent, you can do it for yourself. And you can collect the commission. How about that one? So you actually represent yourself, and you get paid to buy the property from the government. Okay. So we are constantly talking about different ways that you can go about finding property, buying property, and not having to deal with all of the stuff that you deal with when you go to a bank, okay? And I've seen things that I think are really good, but this one I really like because require you to have anything in order to bid. other than the time, the inclination, the motivation, the burning desire to win, and then some buyers that you can turn to, whether it's fix and flip, whether it's an assignment, or whatever, once you have the property. You don't have to have it, you don't actually have to have the contract. You can just have it accepted and then go to the buyer and say, I found an accepted property. This is what it looks like. Then you have a buyer sign a non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreement, which we talked about before on one of our other shows, and we can send you a copy of. You have them sign that or something similar to that. And then you just give them the address and let them do the research. And if they like the property, they'll write the contract and buy it from you. You found it, and you're going to get paid for finding it. That's why you get rewarded. That's why these guys were telling me they want me to find them deals, because they want to pay me a lot of money just to find them deals. I don't have to do any of the work. I don't have to talk to the borrower after I find them the deal. I have to talk to the borrower first to make sure the borrower is okay with what they want to do, and that likes, we feel that it'll fit the investor. But then we just put the investor and the borrower together, and that's it. They do all the work. They do all the underwriting. They do everything that has to be done. And then when they're ready to close, they wire me money. They've done it before, and then they're ready to do it again. So it's a very interesting time, and HUD Home Store has a lot of stuff on it from all over. You can look in your any state you choose. I don't think it was much in Hawaii, but any state you choose, and you'll probably find a lot of properties, and you're going to probably be surprised at what you find and how many there are. But the wonderful thing about it is, and what I love so much about it is, no money down, no qualifying, no credit check, no cash.
Right, and like we've said before, once you have a property under contract, you have an equitable interest in the property.
Right.
And you can sell that, or you can use that to bring someone into your deal.
That's right.
Because you have it under contract.
Right. And what you could also do is call us. Because one of the reasons we do this show is and give away what a lot of people charge a lot of money for is we want to be that funder. Because we have the same problem as the cash person will have, is we can't find enough deals to fund. Or we find deals to fund, and they're not really good deals. So once we find a good deal, we move on it very quickly. And we have the cash, we have the proof of funds, we have all the things that you need. Because once you get an offer accepted, and an agent may want to see a proof of funds before they even make offers for you, even with HUD Home Store, and we can provide that for you. So we have about 90 seconds left in the show. I hope this has been helpful for people that are listening from all over the world. You can do this from anywhere. You don't have to live where the property is. You can do all kinds of crazy and creative things and all legal, and you can make money with it. So, Dana, do you want to tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Reach out to us, dealswithkd@gmail.com. Please include your contact information and how we can assist you. You can reach out to us at 269-849-9510. Best to text me at that number and just let me know who you are and how we can help you, what it is you're trying to accomplish, and what you have done to accomplish it. Then we can kind of get a feel for how we can step in and help you to finish.
Yeah, exactly. Better than calling us, I like people to send us an email. You can either email Dana, you can email me, or you can send an email through our Creative Flips website, which is on, of course, you go to the website, you just become a member and you write us a message. So we get it all different ways. We get stuff from all over the place. We hope this has been helpful. I think this is fantastic. I'm really, really pleased to be able to share this with everybody, and let us know if we can help you out. Have a great day and a great week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're off. We're still recording, so I'm going to hang up and I'll call you right back.